Falls.
All right, it is 7:41 each Monday morning. We get the head coach of our Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, Mike Simone, with us in here to recap the last week's game. So, Mike, good morning to you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you betcha. Always tough when you get that head coaching job and that transition into the first few weeks of practice and the few games and stuff like that. So it was nice to get that first game under the belt, though, I'm sure, wasn't it?
It's nice to get it done and out of the way.
Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't the result that we were hoping for this week, but I think we have a great opportunity these next couple of weeks to turn things around and get back on the path we want to be.
Yeah, Phillips always, Coach Precor always has a tough team down there, so it kind of gives you... Playing a good team like that gives you an idea kind of what you need to work on right away, right?
For sure. And I think between that and the scrimmage, we have a really good idea of what some of the best football teams in our state look like. And we know the level that we need to raise our game to if that's what we want to look like too.
Yeah. So let's talk about the game a little bit and some of the positives. Maybe some individuals that did some stuff that surprised you a little bit. It's always a little bit different. Practicing versus the real game. So talk about some individuals that you thought really stepped up on last week.
For sure. I know right now we're kind of rotating between two different guys at our quarterback spot. I thought both of them played super well in the roles that they have, especially with throwing the ball. Both of them all had very, very accurate passes. When looking back at the film, the only incompletions we had were from drops. Like every single pass that was incomplete hit a receiver in the hands before hitting the ground. So I thought that was definitely a positive, especially in the second half. We tried to attack that a little bit more, knowing that they were going to be playing some zone defense and we could use some different alignments to take advantage of that. I thought that was definitely a positive in the second half with both Dominic and Tony.
Oh, good, good. And it was tough defensively. I mean, Phillips has some good athletes. The young Hakenham boy, he good speed out there. And as we know in eight-man football, if you don't do your assignments right, good athletes will break loose really fast, won't they?
For sure.
And he had a pretty good night.
Yeah, I know. Even one, there was like a fumble in the backfield, and he picked it up and turned it the other direction and went straight into the end zone. And it was everyone had been flowing to the right, which is where they wanted to run, picked it up, planted, and went the other way. And it was his speed was incredible. So definitely hats off to him.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got pretty good numbers this year. We didn't get a chance to do a preseason interview with you, but this is very encouraging for the Shawamigan football program that the numbers are look about as high as they've been ever, I think, in eight-man.
Yeah, I know that's something that I've been really excited about. We have 27 guys that have been working with us throughout the summer here. I think it's really good to create competitive practices. There's no spots that are just handed out because that's all we've got for numbers. I mean, everybody's had to work and earn their spots, and even week to week we've got people fighting and clawing to try to work their way up into spots and earn more reps and more playing time. And I think it gives us a great opportunity to put our best on best in practice and continue to make us even better as we go throughout the season.
Right. This week, Winter Birchwood, the game will be played at the Winter Field. So this is one of those games that you're hoping that we can take what we learned, I'm sure, in Phillips and maybe turn it around and make it a good night for the Eagles on Friday night, right?
For sure. I know both Winter and ourselves didn't have the games that we wanted week one here. So I think both teams will be hungry and ready to go for that first win of the season here this next week. But I think we've got what it takes to make it a pretty good game for us.
All right. Talk a little bit about who helps you out this year. Who are some of your assistants helping you out here, Coach?
Our main assistant here would be Todd Schmidt. He's been around the football world for a really, really long time. I know he started the whole youth Raptors program here in Park Falls and has kind of worked his way up throughout the years into middle school and then into high school the last couple of years. It's been super nice to have somebody who's been around all of these kids like since they were little, who know who they are and know what they're about, their skills and all of that, to be the right-hand man has been super, super helpful this year. His son, Corey, is actually an assistant for us as well.
Nice.
He's moved up from the middle school. He's been there for the last, I think, 4 or 5 years. Is working up to help his dad with some of the defensive stuff. And then Coach Sean has come back this year. I know he was off last year, but previously, the last couple of years, he had helped a lot with special teams. He'll be doing that with us again this year, and he's helping out with the JV offense as well. We've got a good group of guys that have got some good experience with these kids.
Yeah, and with the numbers that you have, and you're telling me off air that we have quite a few seniors, some older ones, it sounds like it's setting the table for a good experience for the younger athletes who maybe who can get some JV time in, who can have a good experience, and that's about all about building a program is keeping those younger ones interested and not putting a freshman out there against a senior all the time in eight-man football varsity, right?
For sure, yeah. And even in practice, sometimes those smaller teams can't help. If they want to try to get an eight-on-eight look, they're going to have some younger guys going against the older guys. But I think we have that great opportunity where we're not asking the young guys to have to go out there and try to tackle our biggest seniors. They get to work with people their size, their age, and we get to keep the older guys with the older guys and helps keep everybody safer that way too.
Exactly. So next game Friday night, and not too far away, just over there in Winter. Mm-hmm. Hope to see a good following over there of that squad. All right, we'll have a good week of practice, Coach. We appreciate you taking the time to update us, and we look forward to covering you over there on Friday night.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I appreciate
you. You bet. Mike Simone, head coach of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagle football team here on The Morning Show.